Garrison Keillor is an American storyteller, humorist, and the host of A Prairie Home Companion, which has graced public radio airwaves since the 1970s. He brings his one-man show to the Belk Theater at Blumenthal Performing Arts Center this Sunday. He spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia about his career in radio, and he started off by describing his upcoming performance.
Well, I walk out on stage, and I usually sing something just to sort of get a feel of the room. I don't think I'll talk too much about Lake Wobegon. I think I'm going to try and tell the truth. I mean, it is Sunday, after all, and so I think I'm going to talk a little bit about radio and what it was like to grow up in this fundamentalist evangelical family of mine, and to be odd. I was a weird kid. I did the first one out in western North Dakota. This was many years ago, and I just stood up in front of them, and it was terrifying, but at the same time, I was free of all of the business of putting on a radio show.
Do you ever get nervous?
I used to. I certainly could. but, you know, what would be the point of it? Because when you've been doing a radio show for as long as I have, you've got all this stuff up in your head. And if you come to a blank, you just take a breath and something will fill it, you know? You'll find the next rock to jump to.
Does anything still surprise you at this point?
When you are telling a story and you say something that just seems utterly ordinary to you and people fall apart, where did that come from? It's always surprising. Every audience is different. People laugh at different things.
I'm afraid I can't help you.
What? No?
No, these are Egyptian radiators. I don't have the parts for these, you know. Only one in town that can fix this is a guy by the name of Ahmed Matouche.
Yeah. Ahmed Matouche?
Ahmed Matouche. You want his number? I got it.
I don't know. I think I've got it somewhere.
How you've interacted with your audience changed over the years?
Since cell phones, you know, everybody wants to take a selfie with you, and so you do that. And it's sort of astonishing to stand there and these people in their early 20s, mid-20s, walk up and say, "My parents made me listen to your show when I was a little kid, and I really hated it, and now I listen to it."
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie, got a little bit warmer here this last week, and there's blue sky out for a while. And so,
can you imagine doing anything else if you weren't doing radio or your one-man show? I mean, what would you do?
I would sit happily in my little room at home where I'm sitting right now. I would write and never open my mouth. Somehow I learned a trade for which I have no aptitude, Sarah. and this is bewildering to me.
How did you think you stumbled into this if this wasn't something that you ever thought about doing? I mean, how did this happen?
I was supposed to take swimming lessons when I was a kid at the YMCA after my cousin had drowned, and I found this terrifying. And there was a radio station nearby that had a live noontime show with a little orchestra and cowboy singers and a tenor and a comedian. And I used to skip out on the swimming class and go over to see the show. I grew up with shows in which, you know, there were actors and musicians. Somehow, I don't know, the fear of water entered into all of this.
That's WFAE's Sarah D'Elia speaking with Garrison Keillor. He performs this Sunday night at the Belk Theater.
My sweet, 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 sweet summer, coming through that door. It's Saturday and the band is playing. Honey, could we ask for more? It's spring in Minnesota, that's why they're like that.